passenger set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
We haven't yet got shipwrecked like Gilligan, but we're hopeful that we'll keep our record up.
That's Minnesota Sea Grant Coastal Communities educator Jesse Schomburg. This year marks the 5th year of the View from the Lake tours on the L.L. Smith, Jr. He says the joint program between the University of Minnesota Duluth and University of Wisconsin Superior has been a successful one.
We're finding that folks are very keen to head out onto Lake Superior, and they're very interested in learning more about the lake. We do sampling in the water and look at the critters that are living in Lake Superior and on the bottom of the lake and test some water quality parameters. So I think it's a way to sort of tie that in directly to what's happening on the land, and they get to see it a little bit.
UW Superior Water Resources Specialist Sue O'Halloran says they zero in on a number of issues affecting the lake.
We talk about the streams, about the wetlands, increases in impervious surface, changes in forest cover, native plants, and ultimately the impact on Lake Superior of what we're doing, how we're changing the landscape.
The Smith takes around 25 people a trip and will stop at 8 different ports, including Duluth Superior, Bayfield, and Ashland. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.